From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Like a gushing faucet that's been shut off, the oil flow from the well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico has been halted, at least for now. BP Vice President Kent Wells says engineers are closely monitoring the pressure in the well.
The pressures that we've seen so far are consistent with the engineering analysis work that BP has done.
And Wells says that's important because a drop in pressure could indicate that oil was leaking through cracks in the well under the sea floor. But Wells says the pressure is still not as high as BP was hoping for. And some Gulf Coast residents, such as commercial fisherman Mike Firex, says BP should get no gold star for its efforts.
It should have never took that long. They should have had something where they could take care of that right from the beginning. Something like that happens.
Drilling is being resumed in one of the relief wells, seen as a more permanent fix to the leaking well. Congress has given final approval to a sweeping overhaul of the nation's financial regulations. NPR's Audie Cornish reports the final Senate vote came nearly 2 years after the U.S. financial system came perilously close to collapse.
The bill seeks to avoid the kind of taxpayer-funded bailouts Congress backed nearly 2 years ago by creating a system for dissolving financial firms that threaten the whole industry. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
We're giving consumers and taxpayers the strongest protections they've ever had. We're giving Wall Street the strongest oversight it's ever had, not to stifle it, but to safeguard us.
Under the plan, regulators could force financial firms to write living wills so they could be easily dismantled if they threaten the system or even break such companies up. The FDIC would do the job of dissolving them. The cost would be covered by selling off the company's assets. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
NATO forces in Afghanistan say they've killed two Taliban commanders. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports one of the targets is blamed for ordering a suicide attack on a compound used by the U.S. Agency for International Development.
According to a NATO statement, an insurgent commander was tracked to a field far removed from populated areas in the northern province of Kunduz and then rocketed at what they believe to be a meeting of the Taliban's shadow government. Afghan police in Kunduz confirmed the death of five prominent Taliban insurgents, along with a commander, Kari Latif, who had claimed responsibility for attacking a USAID compound in Kunduz 2 weeks ago. NATO also announced a raid on a suspected insurgent training camp in the western province of Farah, where another Taliban commander was reportedly killed. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The Labor Department says consumer prices have edged down 0.1% last month, thanks in large part to lower energy bills. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, consumer prices were up just 0.2% in June. So the so-called core rate of inflation is running at an annual rate of just under 1%. That's a 44-year low. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is taking an upbeat stance on the upcoming congressional elections, in contrast to remarks by his press secretary indicating Republicans have a chance to take control of the House. Mr. Obama says voters will face a clear choice in the fall regarding the U.S. economy and the lingering high unemployment rate.
This is going to be a choice between the policies that got us into this mess and my policies that are getting us out of this mess.
President, in an interview on NBC's Today Show. Workers are on strike at another Honda parts supplier plant in China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports it's the latest in a recent surge of labor unrest in that country in the past 3 months.
The latest strike began on Monday at Atsumitec, a private firm which makes engine parts for Honda at a factory in South China's Pearl River Delta. Management first tried to fire 90 workers who demanded better pay and working conditions. Other workers then walked off the job, demanding a $74 wage increase on top of their current pay of $146 a month. Honda says its production in China, the world's largest auto market, has not been affected. Most of the recent industrial action has resulted in wage increases for the workers. China's central government has not intervened or broken up any strikes. Analysts say Beijing wants to see industrial wages rise in order to boost consumption at home. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Arizona today officially becomes the first state in the nation to pull the plug on the use of automated cameras to catch speeders. The change was advocated by conservative activists who claim that photo enforcement intrudes on privacy and is mainly aimed at bringing in money. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow down 155 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.